Bank of Cardiff.
May I speak to Nicole, please?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, this is Isaac Orta. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm still alive, which is cool.
Yeah, that's always good.
Hey, sweetie, by any chance, did you get the paperwork?
Yes, I did get. I did get everything. But let me see. I had a couple of questions here. So when they pay you, is all the revenue going into your bank statement, or are we not seeing some of the revenue?
No. Well, what it is I get paid a percentage off of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, to where that is going into my checking account. The rest of it actually goes back, back to Pepper's Farm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, we buy into it, and like I said, we get billed for the product, and then as we bill it into the store, they turn around, and that's what actually, dollar-wise, is what we actually sell. And then, of course, when we get our commission off of it, even though we're independent.
Okay. Because I know when we spoke last time, you said you're doing about, like, 70 a month.
Yeah.
But what we see in the banks are around 7 to a 10.
Yeah. The salesmen have dropped. You know, what I closed out the year, the fiscal year ended back in July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they closed out. And product-wise, you know, money made, you know, product being sold was like $270,000. You know, that's actually that. But like I said, me actually getting paid off of it is actually a lot less than that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not even seeing back in November anything around 70. So that's why I'm thinking, and I don't, on the tax return, there's no income that shows on there at all.
Yeah, when I signed on it, I've literally had it for a year. I caught it in back in, I want to say, July of last year.
Okay.
So technically, you know, our fiscal year, which of course is everybody else, you know, come December 31st, that's when everybody closes out and does the taxes. Like I said, it was actually a 6 month, you know, pretty much around what I actually was with the company. Now it's actually been a year past up July. You know what I mean? To where I've been in business for a year. So, yeah, money-wise, my tax return is not going to be there because I only filed for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me see what I can do. I need to go through all the documents, though. But when I glanced over, that's kind of what I noticed, is that the 2015, there was no number in there at all. So I'll see what we can do with that. And then we'll just go from there. We'll try our best to get an approval for you.
Okay. So that's why I sent out the graph, and that's actually on there from last year's sales to this year's, you know what I mean? From
the
fiscal year and stuff, and that's what it actually comes out to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the previous owner, like I said, it's up like 20, I think it's 23%, 20-some percent. I don't have the graph in front of me. You know, to where, like I said, that's pretty much about it. And technically, like, if we go through and say I would want to sell my route, say, next week, that's what the dollar amount is actually what it goes for per store. And then it's for every dollar, it's $22 for every dollar.
Okay.
You know, so I bought it for 62. Right now, it should be averaging about, sell it, say, next week, it's roughly about 100,000.
Okay. Yeah, so the only thing we can go off is what we see on the bank statements, which is the revenue that comes in, because that's what we're seeing that's actually going back to the business. And that's what the approval will be based off of. So we will see what we can do. I probably won't hear back until late tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine.
What's tomorrow? Wednesday. Possibly Thursday morning, but hopefully tomorrow. And I still have to get this all submitted. I've just been sorting everything, all the pages out.
Yeah.
So let me work on this, and then I'll touch base with you hopefully tomorrow by the end of the day.
You know, that's fine. Like I said, you can always send me an email. It's easier sometimes to get a hold of me that way.
Oh, okay. Or,
you know, because when I'm delivering, yeah, sometimes I have a phone on me, sometimes I don't, and sometimes it's in the truck.
Yeah.
But, like I said, feel free to let me know. Email me.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.